Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Three Fatal Stories Kill Startups Before Launch. Now let's get started with today's show. Most startups can build a product, but they can't tell you why it matters. Today I want to share the one storytelling framework that separates winners from failures. Because here's the brutal truth. Your startup story might be killing your chances before you even launch. Here's the problem. I ask startups all the time, what's the story behind your company? If you can't answer this in 30 seconds with conviction, you're already losing. Think about it from an investor's perspective. They hear over 100 pitches every month. They forget features, but they remember stories. Your real competition isn't other products. It's every other story fighting for attention in a world that's drowning in noise. But here's what changes everything. Every winning startup story has three essential parts: the pain you felt personally, the moment you realized others felt it too, and the solution only you could build. Skip the generic, "we saw a market opportunity" pitch. Start with human emotion. Make people feel the problem before you show them your solution. Let me show you exactly how this works. Take Airbnb's origin story. It's not "we disrupted the hospitality industry." It's "we were two broke designers who couldn't afford rent, so we bought airbeds and rented them to conference attendees." That personal desperation, that raw human moment, became the foundation of a $75 billion company story. Here's how you apply this today. Write down the personal frustration that started your company. Find the universal emotion hidden in your specific experience. Then lead every pitch, every website, every conversation with that human moment. Your actionable takeaway this week: rewrite your elevator pitch, starting with "I was frustrated when" instead of "our company does." Story first, features second. When you lead with authentic human experience, you're not just selling a product, you're inviting people into a movement. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.